Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What do you feel is worth fighting for? So, what do you feel is worth fighting for your future, that you want to have in the future? And if there are things that you believe is worth fighting for, then why aren't you fighting for them? Why are you procrastinating? Why aren't you doing them? If you feel that they're worth fighting for, have a think about what you think is worth fighting for. And then ask yourself the question of why aren't you already fighting for it if you're not? Like, why are you procrastinating? You've just said that in your mind that it's worth fighting for. So we could be talking about, I don't know, we could be talking about relationships. We could be talking about business, money, possessions, careers. We could be talking about anything really. It's totally up to you. What is worth fighting for? Make it clear in your mind and then just go for it. You've already said it's worth fighting for. What is worth fighting for that you currently have? So what's worth fighting for? In other words, retaining. As if someone was going to come along and try to take it, or the person, or, you know, the thing, or the experience, or, you know, the personality trait, or your health, or whatever. They were going to take it from you. What would be worth fighting tooth and nail to the death? What would be worth fighting for? Now, if you can list things, and hopefully you can, if you have a very colourful or enriched life, you're going to have a massive list. But all those things that you've listed as worth fighting for, that you currently have or enjoy or experience, I hope that you're doing. I hope that you're showing that you're grateful every day. I hope that you're doing something daily to, you know, make it obvious that you're grateful. You should be. So let's take, for example, I don't want to necessarily go down the relationship route, but absolutely, if there was someone in your life and you're grateful for them in your life, you should do something nice for them every day, shouldn't you? It sounds like a nice thing, and you hope that they're going to do that in return. So without getting too cheesy and too soppy, I'll move on to a material possession because it's a little bit easier to talk about without making it too personal. So your car, if you love your car, if you're grateful for your car, if you think your car is worth fighting for, if someone stole your car or you saw them attempting to steal your car and you would actually worry about the things that you would do to that person for attempting to steal your car, then you should be grateful for your car. And every day you should look after your car. So you should service your car, you should wash your car, you should clean the inside of the car, you should replace the fluids, you should not absolutely wreck it, should not curb it when you're parking. We're talking about a car, but we're actually not. We're talking about many other things in life. So it's whatever you are thinking about in the future is worth fighting for, you should be doing right now. And whatever you currently have that you think is worth fighting, as I said, tooth and nail to the death for, that you currently have, you should be making sure that every day you're doing something to, you know, retain those things, or you're doing something to appreciate those things. And even that exercise and appreciation leads to happiness as well, because we're always constantly thinking the next thing. We find it hard to be grateful for the things that we already have, and there's no harm in being grateful and still striving for more, but definitely take a minute and reflect and be thankful for the stuff that you do have. So hopefully that helps you. Hopefully in your mind there are things in your life that are worth fighting for the future and that you currently have. Send me a message, send me an email, message me in any of the links that are listed. And I'd love to hear from you. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.